The Trauma Cleaner, written by Sarah Krasnstein and read by Rachel Tidd.
Before I go on with this short history, let me make a general observation. The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in the mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. One should, for example, be able to see that things are hopeless and yet be determined to make them otherwise. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Crack-Up. Welcome to the audio edition of The Trauma Cleaner. The years of researching and writing this book took me to some dark places, places that initially presented as impenetrable, extraterrestrial, other. But Sandra was a wonderful Virgil, guiding me through the shadowy corridors of her work and her life as though it were all just another day at the office. And eventually the story I was trying to piece together began speaking back to me from the page. And what it said was that there is nothing impenetrable here, nothing extraterrestrial, nothing other. There is simply human pain and suffering. And there, but for the grace of whatever you want to call it, go each of us. For me, I call it human connection, the reciprocal relationships that we are fortunate enough to sustain around us. In 2013, I left my first conversation with Sandra about her life and work, feeling that there was a book there. I will be forever grateful that she let me write it, and for all the lessons it taught me in the process. This is what it says on the back of Sandra Pankhurst's business card. Excellence is no accident. Hoarding and pet hoarding cleanup. Squalor, trashed properties. Preparing the home for home help agencies to attend. Odour control, homicide, suicide and death scenes. Deceased estates. Mould, flood and fire remediation, methamphetamine lab cleanup, industrial accidents, cell cleaning. I first saw Sandra at a conference for forensic support services. A gaggle of public servants, lawyers and academics had just emerged from a session on offenders with acquired brain injuries to descend on urns of crappy coffee and plates of sweating cheese. I passed a card table in the lobby where brochures were spread out next to a sign inviting you to drop your business card into an ice bucket for a chance to win a bottle of Shiraz. Next to the ice bucket, silver with a stag's head on either side, a tiny TV played scenes of before and after trauma cleaning jobs, which brought to mind the words feces and explosion. Sitting behind the table, a very tall woman, perfectly coiffed and tethered to an oxygen tank, fanned her hand out and invited me to enter my card. Hypnotized by her smile and her large blue eyes and the oxygen mask she wore like jewellery and the images on her TV, I haltingly explained that I don't have business cards. I did, however, pick up one of her brochures, which I read compulsively for the remainder of the day. Sandra is the founder of Specialized Trauma Cleaning, STC, Services, Proprietary Limited. Each day for the past 20 years, her job has led her into dark homes where death, sickness, and madness have suddenly abbreviated the lives inside. Most people will never turn their mind to the notion of trauma cleaning, but once they realise that it exists, that it obviously has to, they will probably be surprised to learn that the police do not do trauma cleanup. Neither do firefighters or ambulances or other emergency services.